show. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. It's Tuesday night, you know what that means. It's 80s ladies night. Hell yeah. Speaking of ladies, we got one of my favorite ladies coming on in just a little bit. Her name is Amanda Ray, and she is with the women of EDM. She did me wrong last year, y'all.
Yeah, how do you sleep at night?
I have some payback plan?
We'll get to it.
Phone lines open for you, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We have the Voodoo Chef in the studio. We have him here 2 times a month for the voodoo that you do. Because people want to know about food, man. They also want to know what's going on with the Voodoo Crew and VoodooChef.com. I get at least once a day somebody asks me, you know, where they can get the seasonings, where they can get the sauces, who's playing audio, all this stuff. You know what I mean? What the hell is that in the background?
It's definitely audio playing.
What is that?
That's not me.
No, I'm on mute.
It's not me, man.
Weird.
Man, nothing I'm playing. That is so weird. Look at Don Pablo.
It's the DJ. The DJ's fault.
Damn it, man.
Blame it on the DJ.
Sorry for the feedback.
He's so high right now, guys.
I'm not high.
Anymore. No, not you. Oh. Yes, him. Whoops. He is completely wasted out of his brain.
Ah, you ass.
You
can say ass. You can say ass.
Oh, you can say asshole?
Yeah.
You can say asshole on radio?
No.
Not over and over again, no. No, you can't. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You guys are no help. Man. Every week, I feel like it changes. I feel like you switch it up every week.
Oh, well, Pablo, are you privy to Dump Button Roulette? It's a new thing here on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah. Good, because I've been refraining from my Tourette fits because I tend to have them, but I've been holding back.
The thing is do you really trust this big family feud button over here?
It's kind of far from you, too.
The thing is what if it malfunctions? What if we say something completely wrong, and then I hit the button, and it doesn't block it? Then I'm out of a job. You know what I mean?
Oops, sorry about that.
So
I'll watch what I say.
It's almost like bungee jumping or skydiving or, I don't know.
If you're a thrill seeker.
Or taking a fat girl to a new buffet. I mean, there's just it's dangerous. You know what I mean? So it's like, do I want to say something naughty and then trust the button? Dump Button Roulette. Every now and then I get a little crazy and I may just say, you know what, you can suck it. But I won't do it tonight, probably. We'll see. Eric Youngs is here. Phone lines are blowing up. People want to ask you questions and talk to you because you're the real celebrity in the room. People see you all over the place, slinging your spices and sauces and whatnots and doing so much for the community. And that's why you're one of my best buddies. And that's why I love having you in, because at the end of the day, you give back, dude. You're a good dude.
Appreciate that, man. And you know, I do want to mention that we do have the high school recipe competition going on right now.
So really?
All the b-holes out there, share with all your high school buddies. Log onto the website. Sign up for the high school recipe challenge. You could win $10,000 in scholarship, bro.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
I've been watching Top Chef Junior. I didn't realize they had a season of it. It just happened. And it's crazy how
Who hosts that?
It's actually Vanessa Lachey, Nick Lachey's wife. She ain't ugly. You know what I'm saying? And also Curtis Stone is on there. He's one of the guys.
How do you feel about those little kids, by the way?
How do I feel about little kids?
What kind of question is that? I'm on Top Shelf Junior.
Good
Top
God,
Shelf.
Man.
Listen to me. Saying, where's this going?
Top Shelf.
Oh, they're annoying as hell, but the beauty is they cry when they get voted off.
Oh, feels so good to see a 12-year-old like, I love French cuisine. I just wanted to make Thomas Keller proud.
Now you're going home, Henry. Now you're going home.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I am such a piece of crap.
Crushing the kid's dreams.
Oh, my girl's Johnny. Watching it with me, and she's like, why are you taking such joy out of this kid crying? I go, but those are real tears, man. Yeah.
Pretty
dumb. Welcome to reality.
That's exactly why your sushi just fell on the floor.
That's why you suck your food, you little bitch. Drew, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
It is my man, Big Daddy Barbecue.
Daddy-O's Barbecue. Shut your mouth. Come on now.
It is Daddy-O's Barbecue. What's up, buddy? I haven't seen you in days. How you been?
I know, man. I've been good. Just, going through life.
You're not wearing pants right now, are you?
No, I am totally wearing pants, actually.
Your voice sounds like you're sitting around without your pants on. Just a little
bit. His voice sounds that way?
Yeah.
it's a rare day, but I am wearing pants.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, now that we're talking about what you're wearing, what are you wearing?
The thing is that you probably hear in my voice that I am just so sad at the fact that you dropped all that beautiful sushi. Mm.
Please don't bring it up. I'm still sad.
I saved the day, though.
Actually, Ryan gave me his sushi.
I did.
Look at that. You like that? Oh, yeah.
Man, Ryan.
Continue to talk while I make love to the sushi. Oh, yeah.
Ryan must want to keep his job.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've had it for 3 years. I'm pretty sure I'm safe, but, yeah, it was a small sacrifice.
Oh, man, sushi. Sushi so good, baby. So good. No, I'm good.
I have a question for Chef Eric.
Oh, please.
What's up, Drew? Mm.
Hey, what's up, Eric? So I heard, are you coming out with a line of Japanese-style seasonings?
Well, we were talking about doing some, but we had a place in the Caribbean looking for us to do some seasonings for them, but we kind of put that on hold, and hopefully we'll be working with Kazoko Sushi and putting out their line for them.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't been over to Ybor Sushi House, you need to grab Anna and drive over to Ybor Sushi House and check them out.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We definitely need to do that. Maybe we can get over there Saturday for the pre-party or something.
Perfect.
That would be awesome.
Ooh, load up on sushi before and after.
Absolutely. They open at 5 o'clock. Make sure. I won't be there. I'll be there before they open, hanging out. You know, that's what happens when you get to, to hang with Serge. But
we'll see you at the parade.
We'll definitely stop afterwards.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll see you. We'll try to see you out there.
Hell yeah. All right, Drew, talk to you later, buddy. Tell your girl I said, what's up, mama? You know what she going to say? Hey, JP. Wonderful. How you doing?
Yes, she will.
I know.
That's exactly what she'll say.
She got to, baby.
Tell Anna I said hello, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, we'll do.
Tell her what up, mom?
Thanks, Drew.
His girlfriend's name is Anna?
Yeah, it's like you, but only pronounced correctly. 727-579-1025.
Didn't choose my name. Yeah, that's not how it works.
I know your fancy hippie parents. They wrote it down.
Hippies?
And the nurse went.
He doesn't mean that.
So Anna and
my dad is a conservative.
And I know. I'm just kidding. Okay. God, that's the joke.
Does he tune in to every
show? Your dad's like, build that wall. Build that wall.
Hold up. Your dad listens
like
to every
joke,
show?
Huh?
Yeah. We were just talking about your southern hemisphere and your father.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He don't care. He knows what we do on here.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I didn't know that. I didn't know her father was listening.
Yeah. No,
Mother trucker George in the hay. What's up, buddy? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted your tweeting for this call. What's going on, man?
What happened now?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
According to Mother Trucker George 16 minutes ago, if I eat a lot of cheese, it will stop the voodoo that makes you do-do.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he understands how the bowels work. I think that's why I don't feel good, too. I ate a bunch of cheese sauce on Sunday.
That might be it, John.
So funny.
George, we're learning a lot about you now on Twitter.
Are you driving your truck right now, George?
Yeah, I am.
Don't tweet and drive, man.
No, do it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Can anybody hear me out there?
Hell yeah. We hear you, big old trucker.
What's going on?
What's your CB handle, Mother Trucker?
Thank you, Johnny B, for the shout-out and all the entertainment.
18.
And the Blue Chef for the voodoo that he do.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to do that.
What kind of voodoo do you do, George?
18 minutes ago, he wrote, I made stinkums in my pants.
Oh, man.
That's the voodoo that you do,
George. I'm
just
on his page. He didn't tag anybody.
He's tweeting too much, man.
Intervention time.
After you eat hot food, do you wipe or pat at Scrum Ryan
Radio? Oh, man. Come on, man.
It's ridiculous.
What's going on?
George, where are you heading right now, man?
He's tweeting you.
George, where are you at? I need to not be anywhere near you.
Yeah, where the hell is he?
I don't know, man. What is he impressed by farts? I mean, we all do it, right? I fart a lot. I read yesterday that smelling farts may prevent cancer, which means I'm going to live forever. Hell yeah.
Everybody else going to die, though.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Ana Pablo and I have firsthand knowledge of
that. Yeah. That was ridiculous. That was just ridiculous.
George, have a great night, pal. Get back to Twitter, you weirdo. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you do the Japanese line of seasonings,
in conjunction. Can we do a Johnny B Japanese seasoning? I want it to be called Hi, I'm Johnny B.
yes.
Right? Would that be good?
I like it.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Me with a couple of ninja swords on the front, right? Mm. Yeah.
What's the flavor profile?
Badassery and soy sauce. I don't know. It'd probably be
so soy sauce.
It would probably be some sort of a spicy teriyaki type of deal. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know, dude.
And
I just
what's it called?
Hi, I'm Johnny B.
You should be the host.
You definitely should.
I would. Taking
people to their seats.
I would do that. The maitre d', if you will. Yes.
Maitre d'.
They walk in the front door and I go, hey, I'm Johnny B.
There you go.
Right this way.
Yeah. I'll do like old samurai chef, John Belushi style.
Right.
They come in, I just chop a table in half right in front of them, and I go, hey, I'm a Johnny B. And they go, oh. And I go, cheeseburger Pepsi. And then I sit them down, and then everybody has a good time.
We might be able to make that work, John.
Maybe one night a week. We'll have a special.
No, at the Foodies Unite.
Foodies Unite, dude, let's do it.
You get to seat everybody.
Can I show up as a samurai?
And what do you get to say to him?
Hey!
No, just be a sumo wrestler.
No.
No.
You got the body type for it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you are an a-hole. And these people are eating food on it. They don't want my boobies all over their table. No, seriously.
Don't assume things, Johnny. I would love that.
Anybody out there listening that has access to a 3 or 4 XL samurai suit, please give me a holler. I need it.
All right, so you're standing at the farm door.
Yeah.
And Drew and Anna walk up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they support the voodoo.
Uh-huh.
And how's it play out?
Oh, very easy. They walk in. Every time somebody walks in, they get... Hi! Oh, welcome to the Epicurean. Huh?
I like it.
It's mildly terrifying.
Hey! You just entered.
What?
House.
Should have dumped that.
A Japanese cuisine.
What?
Hey!
I have a reservation at 7 p.m.
Hey! I'm Johnny B.
Under Hummel.
No Hummel! Leave now! Hey! Damn you, bastards! You have offended my family!
This is not a good way to make money.
Have you noticed in every, martial arts movie, they always yell bastard right before they die?
And someone's family's always offended.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes a whole temple.
That's very true.
You have offended my family and the Shaolin Temple. I'm sorry, continue, Chef.
I was just enjoying the show.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with my brain, dude.
He drifts.
I do. I apologize. Much like my lazy eye.